USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett is facing a second day of questioning in her Supreme Court nomination hearing, receiving many questions from Democratic senators about the Affordable Care Act. Senate Judiciary Chair South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham addressed that on Wednesday, saying Obamacare should not be the focus of these hearings.
This hearing has been more about Obamacare than it has you. Obamacare is on the ballot. If you want socialized, single-payer health care, that's on the ballot.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will still go head-to-head on Thursday night, just not on the debate stage as originally planned. President Trump will participate in a town hall with NBC News from Miami, while Biden will appear in an ABC town hall from Philadelphia. Both are scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. The second presidential debate, originally scheduled for Thursday, was canceled after President Trump refused to participate in the event's new virtual format. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Purina. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. While there are shelters and services to help victims of domestic abuse, only 10% of domestic violence shelters in the U.S. allow pets. That's why the Purple Leash Project was created by Purina and Red Rover. Together, they are providing grants to help domestic abuse shelters become pet-friendly, while initiating renovations and advocating for change. Nicole Forsyth, CEO of Red Rover.
Red Rover and Purina share a passion for keeping pets and people together, especially in times of crisis. That's why we are working with shelters across the country to ensure that domestic violence survivors and their pets can escape abuse and heal together. With a goal of making 25% of domestic violence shelters pet-friendly in the U.S. by 2025, we are asking you to help us take the lead for this cause by posting a picture wearing purple along with your pet on October 22nd, Purple Thursday, and using the hashtag Purple Leash Project.
To donate and learn more, visit purpleleashproject.com.
A late-stage trial for a potential antibody treatment for coronavirus has been halted over safety concerns. Drug maker Eli Lilly says it's pausing the trial after the independent board of medical professionals that oversees its clinical trials recommended the pause. An Illinois teen charged with the murder of two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, won't face charges in his home state. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
The Lake County, Illinois, state's attorney's office says 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse will not face any charges in his home state of Illinois in the killing of two protesters. The gun used in the shooting was purchased, stored, and used in Wisconsin, and there was no evidence the gun was ever physically possessed by Rittenhouse in Illinois. The 17-year-old remains in a juvenile detention center in Lake County without bond due to pending criminal charges in Kenosha. Rittenhouse is due back in Lake County court on October 30th for an extradition hearing.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Senate will take up a coronavirus stimulus bill next week, but with no sign of a deal with Democrats, the likelihood of its passage is questionable. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
Senate Republicans are announcing they'll be voting on a targeted coronavirus aid package next week. Their new bill is likely to extend a loan program for small businesses and include another round of stimulus checks. There is currently no bipartisan deal, so Democrats are likely to filibuster or block the bill. As far as the $1.8 trillion bill that Democrats rebuffed in the House, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says,
"All of my colleagues, we represent these people. I have for over 30 years represented my constituents. I know what their needs are. I listen to them, and their needs are not addressed in the president's proposal."
That audio from CNN. Virginia residents will have an extra 48 hours to register to vote after the state's online registration system went down for several hours on the final day to register. A judge ordered Wednesday that the deadline be pushed back to Thursday night after a cut fiber optics cable took out the websites of several state agencies for several hours on Tuesday. Officials say the cable was accidentally cut during a roadside utilities project in Chesterfield County, Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.